You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with a new episode released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is January the 23rd, and on this day in 1991, one radio station went stairway crazy. KLSK-FM in Albuquerque, New Mexico, played Led Zeppelin's anthem, Stairway to Heaven, over and over and over and over for 24 hours. It was a stunt to inaugurate a format change to classic rock and would serve to basically put off anyone listening to that song again, I suppose. Anyway, the station played the song more than 200 times, which brought on hundreds of angry calls and various attempts to try and stop it, including the police being called after claims terrorists had taken over the station, which led to armed police showing up. Bizarre. Anyway, on this day in 1969, Elvis Presley recorded Suspicious Minds. He did so at the small studio in Memphis called American Sound. It turned out to be a huge hit for Elvis, of course, and would be his last number one in America. And on this day, a couple of sad deaths in history too. 1990, original Lynyrd Skynyrd guitarist Alan Collins, who survived the plane crash of 1977, he sadly passed away. And original singer and guitarist with Chicago, Terry Kath, died aged just 31 when he tragically shot himself in the head on this day in 1978. But for today's main show, we focus on the first event of a ceremony that would become a huge point of contention from then on out. Yes, on this day in 1986, the very first Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony took place. Amongst the first class were Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, and James Brown. It was a star-studded event, as you'd expect, and took place at the Waldorf Astoria in New York. Now, to find out more background to this first induction, there's only one man to turn to. Former guest on the show, comedian and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame superfan, Joe Quazzala.
The original idea for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame actually dates back to around 1982 when a television producer named Bruce Brandwin came up with what he wanted to be a pay-per-view event called the Kings and Queens of Rock and Roll. It would feature rock and roll icons from the 50s and 60s performing and getting awards and things like that. But he knew he needed the music industry's involvement to pull it off. And so he managed to get Ahmet Erdogan, who was this iconic Atlantic Records founder. He got him involved. Jan Wenner from Rolling Stone. Long story short, they came to the name Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And, you know, these big record industry guys decided they wanted to run out the clock, essentially, with Brandwin because they were trying to figure out a way to steal the idea from him. So even though the hall was established, they don't actually have their first induction ceremony for several years until January 23rd, 1986 at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City. And they tape it for posterity, but they don't broadcast it because they're still in contract with the first guy, Bruce Brandwin. So all those shady dealings aside, it is a fun ceremony. Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Jerry Lee Lewis, they're all on hand to be inducted. Little Richard was not there because he was recovering from a car accident. And of course, Sam Cooke, Elvis Presley, and Buddy Holly were inducted posthumously. There were also side category inductions. Jimmy Rogers, Jimmy Yancey, Robert Johnson, they were inducted as forefathers, which would later be rechristened early influences. And John Hammond, Alan Freed, Sam Phillips, they're inducted in the non-performer category. And, you know, this ceremony was not produced like they are now, where each inductee gets their own segment where they perform and there's a film and everything. It was, I think there was a degree of intimidation of having to tell, like, James Brown and Ray Charles what to do. So they do all the speeches and stuff, and they just had instruments lying around at the end, and they just said, like, if anyone wants to get up and play, you can. And I think to their surprise, a lot of people in the room did. And you can see some of these performances online where you got, like, Chuck Berry and Jerry Lee Lewis playing with Keith Richards and Billy Joel, John Fogerty, Steve Winwood, Neil Young. There's a moment where Julian Lennon gets on the mic. You can see there's a camera angle where you can see Sean Lennon, who's like a little boy, and he's banging on a tambourine. And Paul Schaefer and his band from The Letterman Show are the backup band for the entire night, but they're the backup band for this as well. And you can see Paul Schaefer running around trying to conduct all these people at once. It's very messy, but it for sure has its charm, and in some ways, I'd say that's what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is chasing with every induction since then. You're looking for that magic that comes with getting all these great musicians in a room together.
And a big thanks to the brilliant Joe Quazzala there. Check out his podcast that he hosts with Kristen Studdard called Who Cares About the Rock Hall?
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Pantheon.
Which is, like Vintage Rock Pod, part of the Pantheon Podcast Network. But that is it for today's episode. I will, of course, be back tomorrow with more On This Day Rock goodness. So until then, take care.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune into Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.